Fine. So we're starting Bez Hashem, the Sugi of Shemrim. The Sugi of Shemrim, this man. Shemrim is a big sugya, and it's a sugya that definitely is gansdegeya, as we're going to see. As we're going to see, a lot of cases in the Dvarim Shel Yom Yom is the gay of the halachas of Shemrim. So, as we're going to go through the halachas, we're going to see exactly how to work out halachah ma'isa and we're going to get the shower. So I just tell you a little bit the matara of the chaburas, so you should understand what I'm trying to accomplish with the chaburas. Basically, what I want to accomplish over here is that, you know, everyone gets the marmukaimis, try to see the marmukaimis that we gave out for the chabura, so you'll be able to hold. The matara of the chabura is that we should understand exactly what the sugi is talking about, and also make sure that everyone understands what ikar halachas that were pulled out of the sugi are exactly, right? Because sometimes you can learn a sugya. Most of us, at least some of us, the new ones, the old ones, we're not used to learning, especially Chesher Mishra Alach L'Maisa. And sometimes, you know, if you're used to learning the Gemaras above Mitzi in a certain way, so you just kind of like learn the Gemaras and you don't understand how to apply things to Maisa. So basically, what we want to do over here is we want to be Misakin the sugya to make sure everyone understands exactly where the Gemaras and Rishonim point to Halacha, in which direction they point to Halacha to. And from there, to try to understand how to apply it to halacha l'maisa, the tzurim that we have at Yom Hazeh. That's basically what the matar is going to be over here. I'm not going to spend time going mamash through the lamdas. Sometimes the lamdas is negeya, because if you understand the lamdas, is going to help you pass in the shaila. But, and sometimes the lamdas is important because of that. But l'maisa, we're going to spend much more time just trying to get a clear mahalach in the sugya. And then use the sugya in applications of halacha l'maisa. Basically, we're going to try to do Shmira the way I said. It's a little bit different than the other sugyas. The other sugyas, I really went Alpi Seder the Shulchan Aruch. Anyone that, if you noticed, this sugya, I already stopped going Alpi Seder Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch that you saw was already restudied Al Sif Hei. The reason is because the Shulchan Aruch starts in Reish Tzadi Aleph with the halachos of the Chiyuv in Shmira, which means, what is the Shemar Chinam Chayiv on? Right, he's chayv of shia, like we saw. And that's right. That's really, you know, where a person may want to start. That's where the pasuk starts. Really, the chiyuv of shemar chinam. But when it comes to halacha, one of the things that we're going to try to accomplish over here is that I want you to have the proper approach when it comes to dealing with the shaila. So the way I set up the sugya was, the way I personally, and I think the right way to approach a shmir type of shaila that may come to you. So instead of starting for what a shemer is chayiv on, which is only in a gap once the person is a shemer, I started with how a person becomes a shemer. Because as we're going to see, there are times when you're going to get shaila of shemrim. And if you just listen to the case, you'll say, one second, the whole thing doesn't start over here because the guy's not a shemer. And that's really the first thing that you're going to have to establish when we get a shemer of shaila is the person a shemer? And that's why I start from Sif Hei, because Sif Hei tells us exactly how a person is going to become a shemer. And if a person is not a shemer, so then we have to approach the halacha in a different way, like a regular person. Shemer has a specific halachas, and a regular person has other halachas. Right, the halachas we're learning now is someone how is a halachic shomer. What chiyuvim, what achrayus does he have? What chiyuvim does he have to toward the chayfas? A person doesn't become a shomer automatically. There's a process to becoming a shomer, and I wanted to start from the beginning of the process. We're going to see, and we saw already that in order to become a shomer, you need a king. Right, that's really the first thing, and really what we're going to be seeing now, from now on, I mean, starting the next set of Armukhaimis, is that not only does every shemer need a kinyan, but he has to be also willing to be a shemer. In other words, you can do a maisa kinyan, you can actually do something maybe halachically would be considered enough of a kinyan to become a shemer. But without a kabbalah shmira, you're not going to become a shemer too either. So mamela, there's going to be two steps in order to become a shomer, and only then we're going to be able to start discussing whether this person is chayiv for anything that may have happened to the chayiv. Number one, is there kinyan shmira, and what does kinyan shmira mean? Number two, was there kabbalah shmira, and what exactly kabbalah shmira is? Right, that's really the way we're going to go. That's sif hay and sif beis. It's like interesting. I don't know why the mechaber doesn't set it up in order the way I did it. But lamaisa, I think when it comes to the halachas, and I'll give you some examples of cases, and we'll see, especially by kabbalah shmira, examples of cases where people think that you're a shomer, and the emes is that the people that were involved whenever became shomer bechalal in the middle, their chiyuv and their achrayis is much less. So let's start with the halachas of kinyan shmir. What you have to do in order to become a shomer mitzvah the kinyan shabbat. So the first thing you have to understand is that, like everything else, like every other momentistic thing, in order to get shaychus to the chayfetz, midaraisa, and under certain circumstances also midrabana, the way to get a shaychus to the chayfetz is through a kinyan, right? In order to own something, you have to do a ma'isa kinyan. When you go ahead and you buy something, the Torah says there's something you have to do in order to get a shaychus to the chayfetz. The chayfetz, we had shaychus to Reuven. Now I want the chayfetz to have shaychus to Shimon, right? Yes, but he buys it. How does Shimon become the bialim of this chayfetz? So the Torah tells us you can't come your bialim just by pronouncing I am the bialim of this chayfetz. It doesn't work like that. The way you transfer rishos is through kinyanim, right? This is aleph beis. And a kinyan is something that with the kinyan you develop a shaychus to the chayfetz. So the same way by mekach u'memkar you need a kinyan. The Gemara, they need a kinyan also by a shomer. Kinyan for what? What does the kinyan do? That's part of the avodah to see what we're going to see. But without a kinyan, there's no reason why the shomer should have any achrayas or any chiyuvim towards the chayfetz. And that's why the sugya starts off. The sugya that the Gemara deals with is. And actually, the Rishayim also say that there's something that we need to create a connection between the Shomer and the Chayfetz. And only once there's a connection, then there's going to be Chiyuvei Shmira. So that's really the first step to create a connection that way. And also, just like by Mekach u'Memkar, there's something called Das Kinyan. Right, that besides, right, there's two halakhim to every kinyan. Right, there's a chiluk of ma'isa kinyan, and there's also das kinyan. You have to have in mind that you want to be kind of the chayv. So without das kinyan, without das, then you're not going to be kind of it. Right, there's raya from different places. Here's one big raya. If you didn't have das to be kind of, even though you did a ma'isa kinyan, you're not going to be kind of it. Also, by shmir, you have the same thing. You have the ma'isa kinyan, which we'll talk about today. Then you have das to be kind of, and that's kabbalah shmir. Right, those are the two steps by shmir that are parallel by regular kinyan by mekach u'memkar. Okay, so by the reason why by the sugya of kinyan shmira is a little complicated is because there's gemaras that are seiser each other when it comes to the sugya of kinyan shmira. There's really three gemaras that I want to discuss, and the approach of the Rishonim to the gemaras ends up causing some confusion as to how the kinyan exactly works. One gemara is the gemara Bava Kama, Davayin Tes, Bamitziya, Dav Tzadi Tes. Gemara brings a member from Rav Elazar, Kedersha Tiknu, Mishicha V'lekuchais, Kach Tiknu, Mishicha B'Shemer. So, Shteinu Gemara, that is the same way, and Mamash is exact, sounds like it was the same, exactly what I said a second ago. But the same way we find this Musogim of Kinyonim, Maisa Kinyon by Lekuchas, which is Mekach u'Memkar, so too there's Musogim of Maisa Kinyon by Shomer. Sounds like in this Gemara, that in order to become a Shomer, you have to have a Mashiach. Mashiach is just an example of a Maisa Kinyon, Hagvah, Talaramis, Kotzer, all those things would work. Any type of Maisa Kinyon was going to work in order to make yourself a Shomer. That's what it seemed from that Gemara. Problem is, that there's two other Gemaras that seem to lean in the direction that you don't need really a classic Ma'aseh Kinyan when it comes to Shmir. What are those two Gemaras? One Gemara is on the Furush Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Napei on the base that Hanuch Lefanai is a Shemar Chinam. If the Shemar Chinam says, yeah, leave it here, I'll take care of it, he's a Shemar Chinam. Hanuch Lefanai it sounds like from Hanukh Lefanai that there was no Maisa Kenan. Hanukh Lefanai doesn't mean that I did Mashiach. Hanukh Lefanai means that you can leave it here, it's fine, I'll take care of the Chetan. So it sounds like from that Gemara that you don't need a Maisa Kenan to become a Shema. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara that discusses about how a Shayel gets Chiyuv Shayel. Gemara says that if the Shayel asks that the Balabayis, the Mashal, sends a Biyar Avdai, then the halacha is that the Shayel becomes, because is a Chroi for the Chayfet, and he has his in Shayel. So Gemara asks Yan Evad Kiyad Rabbi. So Gemara answers talking about Evad Ivri. Evad Ivri is not yet Evad Kiyad Rabbi. So Mela left the Rishus of the Balabayis because an Evad Ivri now took it. Rav Shmuel's parents. Rav said not like that. Rav said that Hikisha Ramakal Visavai. Hikisha Ramakal Visavai is not Sakar Makisha Makal Visavai. The Mars Masan is Imam said Hikisha. Imam said Bimakisha Ramakal Visavai. Hikisha Ramakal Visavai means that the Balabayas, the Mashal, pushed the animal out of his Rishos because of something that the potential Shayel told him to do. Shayel told him, send it to me, give it a kick and send it to me. So Mela, that's enough to make him a Shayel. Also, it sounds like from here, even though we're lacking a kinyan mitzvah to Shayel, the Shaymer, still the halacha is that you're going to be chayav. So here you have two Gemaras that sound like you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, and an open Gemara that says that you do need a Maisa Kinyan. Right, that's the steering the Gemaras that have to be worked out.
The steer what's rational.
You're not going to get out of Hanukh Lefanai. That will take care of Kishu B'mat, according to some Rishayim. Right, but Hanukh Lefanai is very shver. Hanukh Lefanai mamish is l'chayr a raya brura l'chayr that you don't need a king. So like a lot of things, there's a big machlek Rishayim, when they come to these Gemaras, they're trying to figure out which Gemara is the Iker. Is the Iker that Rabbi Lazar, that you need a Kenan to become a Shamer? Is the Iker that Hanukh Lefanai is enough to become a Shamer? So each one has to be Miyash of the other Gemara. It comes out there's Halacha Lamaisa de Ganafkaminas by the opposite case. Right? That's really what's going to come out. If you hold Hanukh Lefanai as the Iker, which means you don't need a kin and shmir, they have to be mavar with shas kedar shetikna mashiach v'shemrim kach tikna v'liv mashiach v'kuchas means. The figure is that you need mashiach to become a shemer, so then you have to figure out why in the world by Hanukh Lefanai you have a chreis of shemer. So this is yadua, and it's mentioned four times in Shulchan Aruch in Chayshim Mishpat by all four shemrim as machlekes to Rosh and the Rambam. This is a yisaidus to machlekes Rosh and Rambam. That how exactly a shomer is supposed to become a shomer. Okay, so the sheet of the Rambam is that the ikur Gemara is kadesh tikkun mashiach v'shem kach tikkun mashiach v'lekuchas. The middle of the Rambam holds that the only time you become a shomer is if you mamish to a ma'isa kinyan. Without a ma'isa kinyan, you're not going to become a shomer. Out of my Sakanian, you will not become a Shemer. That's Shitas Rambam. What does the Rambam do with Hanukh Lefanai? So the Rishayim asked the Kasha already, and the Mishnah Afanar asked the Kasha, and they said that the case of Hanukh Lefanai is Tekhtal Ramaisa. So Mamela is Tekhtal Ramaisa. So Mamela, the Shemer, was kind of the Chayfetz. That's what the Rambam says. So Mamela, I'm sorry?
Midin,
Daladam, is Shalom, kind of like.
He's in Rosh Hashanah.
Has to be in a simta. Has to be in a simta, or it's either Rosh Hashanah. Has to be in a mokin where it's possible for Dalai Lama to be kaya, which is an ukinta in the Mishnah. It's a shibul daichik. But Lomaisa, that's what they say. Pshat in the Rambam is when it comes to Hanukh Lefanai. So the Rambam, that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that pshat in the Rambam. And what does the Rambam do with the sugya b'kisha makol v'yisafai? So the easiest way out of it is that, like the Mugiyes, it says that the Rambam passes like Shmuel, not like Rav. Shmuel held that the Gemara, the Mishnah, is talking about Eved Kenan, Eved Ivri, and the Mela, there's no Mekar B'Klal, the Kishur Makom Misavei works. And Taka, as we're going to see, I didn't give out the Marmukhemis really in the Suga of Kishur Makom Misavei, and what the Rambam holds for Maisa about it, but the Rambam says openly, and the Mugiyesef speaks it out, and the Ram speaks it out also, that Hikisha Makal Yisoli does not work according to the Rambam. He says there's an open Rambam in Hilchos She'ela that says that you're not kind of it's from the Shulchan Aruch also. It's a problem the Rambam brought up in Shin Men, which is a Hosheila. The Rambam passes the Feirish that Omar le'Hosheil kishim makul v'yisavu mi'ela. The Shoyal says, "Be makishu the mashal, let it come." The mashal does it. Ein Hashoyal chayv actually comes to Shusa. Before it's called the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rambam that the kishim makul v'yisavu. You're not claiming just with the kishim makul, but the fact that he was makishu makul and it started coming. You have to mamish be machnas it into the rishos of the Baal Bais. Has to be machnas rishos of the Shoyal in order to be chayv. That's the issue. This Rambam doesn't pass him bechlali grav at all, and it's mufurish in the riff. You open up the riff, you'll see. That's Hashem. We'll see the maybe as Rambam is already dead to the riff, but we'll see more about this. The riff passes the feirish, and so does the Rambam. Like Shmuel, and they say that Shmuel argues in Rav. It's not shan, it's two separate terutzim. It's one teretz. It's not shan, it's two terutzim. Amar mochad, amar mochad of leipli. The shan is that it's mamash machlekes over here whether kisha machlevi sabi works. That's the shit of the Rambam. Well, before we get into where the Nachaminas are, I mean, obviously there's going to be some clear Nachaminas, but let's just try to be mevarer what's going on first. So the Rambam passes that in order to become a Shem, you have to do Maisakina. Maisakina means a Mashicha. Maisakina means Chotzer. Maisakina means Zahat Amos. Maisakina means Hagba. That means you're not going to become a Shemer until the potential Shemer actually does a Maisa where the chifetz is in a place where the potential shomer will be able to be kind of the chifetz. Okay, that shita's a Rambam. Shita's Rush is not like this. The Rush holds that the ikur kaveya of when you become a shomer has nothing to do with a ma'aser kinyan, a classic ma'aser kinyan. He brings a rye from Hanukkah Lefana. Hanukkah Lefana is a shomer chinam mufurish that you don't need a kinyan. Hanukkah Lefana is enough to make you a shomer. So, what do you do? Kadesh Tiglum Mashiach Vishayim, Kadesh Tiglum Mashiach Vishayim, Kadesh Tiglum Mashiach Vishayim. So the Rosh and Taisus both say that Gemara is Linyan Chazar, not Linyan Chiyav Achrayis. There's two separate Kalakim to the Din Shmir. There's the Chiyav Achrayis, which means, okay, I'm Chayav on all the Chiyuvim that specific Shemar may be Chayav in. And there's another thing, whether you can be Chayzer. Could I back out and give you back the Chayfetz, or force you to give back the Chayfetz that I lent you, or you rented? In order to prevent the Baal Bayis from taking back the chayfetz, you need a kinyan ma'aser kinyan mamash. But to become a shomer, a chiyuvei shmira, it's enough just with a hanach lefanei. Hanach lefanei is enough. The Rosh doesn't say that because when does the man they become a shomer? So the Rosh tells us in the Parakas Simen Tetzvav, in Parakas Shel Simen Tetzvav, in the Rosh tells us the when do you become a Shemer? This is, he says, Silut Baila. That's your Dua, Teshitza Rosh. That a person becomes a Shemer when the Baila were to solid themselves from the Chayfetz. So it's going to come out, that there's the Yisrael Stigmachlegis between the Rosh and the Rambam. At one point, a Shemer is chayiv to watch a chayfetz, and therefore, at what point is the achroi on the chayfetz to the point where if something happens to the chayfetz, it's going to be chayiv? Seal bailam, that's enough, or you mamash the king. This is
how did the bail help me? How did they enter my
research? Right,
my words.
Yeah, that's the big. That's one of the big kashas that. Lamaisa, how did I get a shaykh instead of chayfetz just because of sealed by one? What's the machayef? How's it work? You can make tanoim, but what? If the zayt get tanoi, like, how am I machayef myself? Usually you can only be machayef yourself. Kinyonim, you can't stand being machayef yourself out of the blue. If I give you a haftacha, it's only mechutz yamana, right? If I decide to back out and say, okay, I'm not paying you, then no one's gonna be able to force you to pay. It has to be a real siva to go ahead and be mechayev the person for their kallah. So you need an order to mechayev. So what Rabbi Katz is asking is, it's very good to say that seal of violence works, and we can learn Pashto Shan Hanukh Hanukh Lefanai, but why in the world should you be chayev? So she said it's kakasha, because a lot of times there's nafkaminas depending on why the person is gonna be chayev, right? So to see what the siva samachayev is when it comes to shemer. So it is discussed what the Sibsa Machayev is. The Machnefrayim is Matsia 2, the Machnefrayim is Matsia 2 Mahalchim. Why, according to the Rosh Chayev, to pay even though you didn't do a Maitse Kenyan? And he discusses two things that we've discussed in the past, but there are two basic things that come up all the time in Chayshim Mishpat, and I'll just give a brief background on both of the Inyanim. For the sake of a little chazara for those that know it already, and for those that don't know it, so then they'll hear a little bit about it. Okay, the Machnefrayim Matzia, that one of the reason why it could be your chayv is mitan din arif, right? There's a gemara kedushin. Those that learned the kedushin, that arif is a kinyan. The din arif, what's arif mean? Arif means that if someone does something because I ask them to do it, then I get hano. What's a classic arif? What's every arif? We say kinyan arif. Classic arif is a cosigner. What does a cosigner do? A cosigner, because of a cosigner, a mal is now going to go ahead and lend someone money, right? So what is mechayev the cosigner to pay the loan if the loive defaults on the loan, doesn't have the money to pay? So the Gemara says it's something called a kinyan arif. What's a kinyan arif? The Gemara tells us, "Bahi hana," that the malchut was samech on me to lend the money to the loive. Gomru m'shabed nashe. It's a new kinyan. A kinyan called kinyan arif. When someone listens and does something because of an amira, so something that I said that you should do, there's a hana that a person gets, and that hana creates a shiva. The same way by Arif, because of Dibur, I said the Malva went ahead and lent the Leiva money, and Memeil, that's Meshavet me to pay if the Leiva defaults, but he had not that he listened to me. Says the Machna Fraim, maybe that's the Shan also over here when it comes to a Shamer. Because what's a Shamer saying? Shamer saying, don't worry about it. I'll take care of your Chayfets. I'll make sure that nothing happens to your Chayfets. I'm going to watch your Chayfets. But he had not that the Bailin was Saimuch on me and left. And they're not watching it themselves anymore. Gomru Machni Nashe. That creates a shiba between the potential shomer and the balabais. That's what the Machne Frayim wants to say. Lamaisa, there is Makuris in the Rishayim Rit for this. You saw the Ritva. The Ritva, when he explains Rav of the Kishon Makal Vizava, he said the Chiyuv is Tamar. The Chiyuv is because I told you to go ahead and kick it out of your Rishos, give it a kick, and Hisham Amach, give it a patch, and I'll leave your Rishos. The Chiyuv is Mitam Arif.
So now, does that sign any status or do any other
that's in there? No. The Etzem fact that if someone did something because of me, that's enough. And the Gemara Kedushin tells us, not only does it work to be a Mekadosh a woman, it works to buy a field. That's the Gemara that we get in Kedushin. Gemara says, if I go ahead, I tell a lady that I want you to be Mekadosh and with the Hana that whatever that, and works that whole that Hana is a real Hana. It's a Shava Kesedik Hana that's worth money. You can buy a field the same way that Hana is Kibul. It's worth money. So that's what that's the first thing Machna Frayim says. The problem with this is a couple problems. It's not so poshut that Arif works in this type of case. The classic Arif, well, if you think this is, I'm saying a totally stick a thing over here. So a classic Arif is where someone listens to me. But besides the fact that I get hano of someone listening to me, but a different person is going to get hano because of my dibur. What happens by every halva? By every halva, the malva listened to the arif, and because the malva listened to the arif, the leiva got money. So there's almost a double type of hano that's going on. That's classic arif. On the other hand, where there's just the nekuda that he listened to me, and because I'm being slamech on him, without a third party getting hana, not necessarily the varaya from the Gemara and Kiddushin that Arif is going to work. For example, the example is Zrik Manuliyam Vizchai Haniwach. Let's say I go to you and I tell you, do me a favor, you have $100, take the $100, throw it into the water, and I'll pay you back for the $100. So the guy listens to him and he throws the $100 into the ocean. Gone. Mechuyif to pay or not mechuyif to pay? He listened to me. I will say mechuyif. But he, I know that he listened to me, and he threw $100 into the water. So I should gomer meshavet nashe. I should mechuyif to pay you back. Right? That's the chayr what the halacha should be. But lemaisa is big machlok tzrishenu. Why? Because there's only one hana. There's only that hana that he listened to him. But a third party getting hana, there isn't. The ocean is getting the $100. There's no real hana over there. That's called when the hana that you're doing is hilchli ibud. There's a machlok tzrishenu whether there's a chi of art. It's brought under Ramon a couple places. That's Zreik, whether Zreik Man Liyam, that's what's called in Halacha. Whether Zreik Man Liyam is considered enough of a Sheba to create a Din Ari.
But the case of the river is different than the case over here, though. This is the middle one, because the case of the Arab, nobody had enough. Here, Chacham getting
the case of throwing to the river, he is getting enough because he listened to him.
Listen to him, but after that, it's all over.
Right. Here you're saying that there's a little more enough because the Maisa son is getting enough. The Arif is the one that's getting the Hanok. We don't want the Arif to get. We want to.
That's not like classic.
Okay, fine. So the rich by himself, Barbar is this Nakuda that it's a little bit different. So Mamela, he somehow gets out of this problem. The rich by when he deals with why he gives him Makhlok Yisro, he should be Chayav as Arif. But the Machlok Chaim says it can't work out because the Rosh Shitasei holds Zreik Man Liyam is not Chayav as Arif. So if the Rosh holds that the reason that holds a seal of Bailam, but on the other hand he also holds that Zigmar Liyam doesn't create a Chi of Arev, you can't say that Arev is the reason why Hashem is going to be Chai. So that he doesn't like. So what's another Eitzah? He's Matziah. Another Eitzah that he's Matziah, the Machnefrain is not Arev, is Gambi. What's Gambi? Garmi is not, it doesn't work mitzad kinyan. Garmi is mitzad hezek. I was going by taking on the shmirah, I was going to you a hezek. How's that going to you a hezek? Because what's the example that the machraim was a shtotzu? The case of machraim was a shtotzu is okay. What's the case of garmi? What's one of the classic cases of garmi that you would say is connected to this type of thing? Maradino of Shulchani. What's the case of Maradino of Shulchani? It's Sugya Bava Kama. I think we're on the side. Test or something. The Gemara says over there that Reuven wanted to buy something from Shimon. And Shimon, Reuven wanted to buy something from Shimon. And Reuven gave Shimon some money. Reuven gave Shimon money with which to buy the chepetz. Shimon was a little bit nervous that the chefet, that the money was not good money, was counterfeit money or was bad money. So that's what Shimon was nervous to take the money from Reuven. So what does Shimon do? He says, Reuven, hold on 1 second. I want to get this money checked out. So he goes to the capital change and he puts it into that fancy machine behind the desk. And the guy says, don't worry, it's Peseder, it's not counterfeit. You can take the $100. So the guy takes the $100. What's going on? Because you said I should take the $100, that's why I took it. I'm being stymach on your dibur. The reason why I took this money was only because you told me to take it. Says the Gemara, if the money changer makes a mistake, and really it is counterfeit, it's chayiv to pay. Why? He was goyrim that the Meicher took the money. If you're goyrim, the Meicher took the money, so Mamela, I was goyrim him to take money that was bad. So I'm a mazik. That's what the Gemara says. If Mechayev Garmi, so then Maradino Shulchani, the Nimsa, that the money is bad, is a mazik. So says the Machne Ephraim, if we find that that's the case, we see that's true, that you call the Garmi for being Seimach on someone else. And if because of the fact that I was Seimach on someone else, something happened to the Chefetz, says the Machne Ephraim, what did over here? Why don't we say the same thing? When Shimon is nekabel upon himself, Shmira, on Reuven's Chefetz, Reuven is being Seimach on Shimon. And because Shimon is saying, don't worry, I'm going to take the Chefetz, everything will be okay. So if he doesn't wash the Chefetz properly, he's a Garmi on the Chefetz. And you're going to be considered a mazik if something happens to the chefetz. The same way, by marrying the Shulchani, when I show a dinar to a money changer, and it turns out that it's bad, the reason why you're chayav is because I only took the money because you told me to do so. So immediately you were bearing me hezek and the mail of the Shulchani's mechuyev to pay. Also over here, the chayav would have been watched if not for the fact that you were mekabel. You were mekabel to take the safety and watch it for me. Now that you're mekabel to watch the safety and you didn't watch it, so because of this michas das that you provided me, and I thought that you were going to go ahead, you're going to watch the safety to the Baal Bayis, so memela, that in itself creates a chiyuv mitzad karmi.
Why the fact that they married the din of Shulchani? Why do we assume that is? What am I asking a chayis that I'm saying when I tell it to you? You're not telling it to Leah Chayis.
Leah Chayis has said so?
No, what we assume, because Tama, why we assume that
it's not going to change? That's his job, first of all. But number two, that's something that it happens to be, you're a little bit right. Because there's a discussion in the Gemara. In the Rishon, when Halacha Lamai says, the Gemara says over there that the Baal Bayis, when he gave the money to the Shulchani, he said, you should know that Allah kasamichma. You should know being sent upon you. He spoke it out. Question is whether Halacha Lamai says you need such a memra to be mishab the Shulchani that he knows that you're being sent upon him beferish. But here for sure, when the Baal Bayis, that's what the Machna Franchise says, when the Baal Bayis packs out, he assumes that you're taking over for the Shmir. So there's for sure smichas das.
Well, every time someone gets bad advice, you can't hold them to it.
Oh yeah.
Remember,
whenever he gives a stack tip, he always says he takes no achrayus.
But he doesn't say it.
So lemaisa, you should just know that one of the cases is garmi, which they bring as a raifer here from this, and brought before either a shach. I can't remember anymore. A shach or a says that let's say a gemach, a guy. Let's say there's a gemach guy, a guy that has a loan. A free loan society guy comes to me and he says, listen, Pliny came over to me and asked me for a loan. He told me that you're a good reference. What's the story with him? Can you tell me, is he the honest guy? Am I going to get my money back? And you tell the loan officer, Al-Qadam, the guy is a good guy. And he's not. And he won't go ahead and lend the money. What's Allah?
You knew he wasn't a good guy?
You knew he wasn't a good guy.
It was a shaker. I lied.
He lied. Why? What did he do?
He was just a deeper.
And I wasn't a Kabul. I didn't sign him on as a co-signer.
The guy only did this one?
Okay, yeah. He only did this one.
That's every shidduch.
Right.
Yeah,
same thing. So here is state that if you knew that he's a dishonest fellow, you're chayav. Why? Because of garmi, not because of ari. Because he only did the loan because he was samech on me. And I told him, you knew that it was because he was samech on me.
So I should have the same thing. If they get divorced and the whole, they lose the wedding and lose everything. The biggest engagement is
if the expenses that are incurred because of the broken shidduch are normal expenses that are incurred, and it's directly related back to the person that gave bad advice knowingly and willingly, possibly you can charge it. That's halacha b'mechtos also. I can give you a lot of cases like this. And what you want to know the case? That's the makar. I mean, I'm not coming for myself. This is like open. I mean, in Rashi on the days, it talks about let's say you know that you're selling defective merchandise to a retailer, and the retailer orders stuff, and you know, listen, you're a dishonest person, and you just want to get rid of this stuff. The retailer is going to come in with his trucks and ship it to all different places, all different types of places, right? And you know that that's what he's going to do. And you gave him specifically stuff that is defective. And he goes, he comes in, he loads up his trucks, and he sends it the kuchus start coming back. It's broken, it doesn't work, it's saying all types of problems. So he comes back to you, the wholesaler, and he says, what's going on? He says, yeah, I was trying to make it, I was hoping, and whatever. You have to pay. You have to. It's mechatzis, right? So you have to pay for all the. You have to get back the money that he paid you for the chafatz. That's for sure, right? What about the shipping? He had to pay all the truck drivers to drive the stuff all over and deliver it to and distribute it all over the country.
Bad reputation,
yeah. Yeah. What about that? Chayv pay. So all the mafarshim say. So all the pesukim say that's the skarmin that we're talking about. That's not just skarmin, right? That's all the mafarshim say. The same thing by shidduchim. But they don't say you're specifically talking about a case called shidduchim where someone gave bad advice and because of this bad advice, and they told you the guy is a great guy and really he's a creep, right? And everyone knows he's a creep except you found some out of towner that has no idea what's going on. And they got stuck. It's their first kid in Shidduchim, and you're able to pull the wool over their eyes. But let's say the girl hides information, or the boy hides information.
In this case, that is a little bit different because you have to stick with responsibility on your own.
No, but let's say the girl or boy hides information. Let's say they don't have information. Let's say for no reason at all, she just has cold feet. She just drops out of the shidduch. So, okay, fine. She's allowed to drop out of the shidduch. I mean, the minigas you can break a shidduch, right? But the question is, the boy in the meantime paid for a lot of things. Paid for invitations, put down a down payment on the hall. They paid for tickets for all the brothers and sisters to fly from Eretz Yisrael, and they're non-refundable. Right? Do I have to look at the list of things that the boy already paid for now that the girl got cold feet? Now, the girl never said that you have to do these things. These are things that you do when you get married, when you're in the process of getting married. These are things that you do. But because the girl said yes to the engagement, she doesn't have a good reason why she's backing out right now. She's not up to it right now to get married. She has to pay for all those things. And that's Garmi. You hear? It's all this halacha. So here too, I was saying that's a din of Maradim Shulchani. All this comes from that halacha Maradim Shulchani. Maradim Shulchani means that because of you, because I was saying on you, I did certain normal things because of something that you did. Right? Because you said yes to me, and now we are now engaged, and the normal progression of things is that we do, we print out invitations. The normal thing that we do is to put down a down payment in the hall, on the bed, etc., etc. If you're gonna be mazik me by backing out for no reason, then you're gonna be mechayev to pay.
Well, it's gonna be dependent on how level, I guess, I don't call it psia, but. How close to Pshia is it? Let's say it was such a good thing.
That's what I'm stressing.
Let's just take it that it passed the money change who was in the business.
Right.
So he's at fault.
Right.
It's really dependent on was I right or was I wrong.
Right. No question. So that's what we spoke about already last month.
But I think
Garmi Vainus is Potter. So if Elfir Isaiah Adayin and Ainus took place, so then you're going to be Potter. So there's different ways already from the Rishonim and the Gemara to approach this type of thing. Like sometimes the guy is not such an expert in money changer, so he shouldn't be looking at these bills anyway. So that's a pshia, right?
And it's an effect of the machine, though. The machine is
right. That's why I have the shukharat of that right away that I said the machine case. Mm-hmm. The machine case is not a good example. The machine case is really an einus. If it went through the machine and it went through successfully, then you can't fault the money changer. So it's a real einus. So then you really be potter. That's what Fortune of Gemara and Bava Kama. Talk about where.
I'm not telling you the negligence of the person.
For sure. That's what I keep on telling you by the case of the Shidduchim. If there's a reason why the girl backed out because there's a problem with the boy, so then about it, it's not, we're not going to be Machai the girl to pay for anything because she's not an Aynas. Has to be that there was a Chia or there was Birotzen and there's no real reason why. The girl's backing out. Same thing. That's why I say the guy knows that it's defective. But the Arif, you know that he's dishonest. If you know if your relationship with this person, the guy is the most honest person. He's a crook. So it could be that you're an honest then. I'm talking about yeah.
Does the
mind
of the fact that you have to do that like a or not?
Where? By Shulchani?
Yes.
So Shiloh's the thing. I'll show you afterwards what they say. The Gemara says, in the Maisa Shahaya that the Gemara brings down that he said, said that Allah Khasamechlo. The question is whether he said it Lorachan or he said it later on. Okay. So that's the what we should know if that says Machir Ephraim. The Chiv is Al Skarmi, the Chiv is Mitzad Mazik, not Mitzad Shemer. It's a whole different type of Chiv. Right? So he says it's not with Saver that the Chiv of Shemer is going to be Mitzad Mazik. Why? So his Kasha is because Mitzad Mazik, if it's a Suffolk, whether you're a Mazik or not, so then you don't pay. Like every other suffix, by every suffix, whether you're chayv to pay or not, you don't pay. This is my shemrim. If there's a suffix, exactly what happened if you're shmua. Shmua is only mitzad dinei shmira. So if you're going to be mechayv the person mitzad mazik, so you wouldn't have to make a shmua. It's enough. You might have a raya. I don't have to make a shmua. Torah was mechadish by shemrim that if we don't know what happened, the mafkid has a right to be tevei a shmua. That's a raya that the chiv tashlum is a shemrim de gechiv and not a masa de gechiv. That's not the Friday's mafkiyah. So the Mela, Milich, the Bar Sher, exactly what the Siva Samachayev is. Bar Sher, right? He doesn't know why Siluk Bailam Chayev. So let's pull back to the Rush. The Rush says a Siluk Bailam is a reason that is enough of a reason to go ahead and be Machayev Bach Christ. The Shail is, I need something to be Machayev. You don't need a Maisa Kenya, but something. So Machayev is Matsya Ari, and he dismisses it. He was Matsya Garmi, and he dismisses it also. What's kind of like the Halacha Maisa? So the Maisa, that you can work with, and it has the least problems, is to say that the reason why you're chayiv, the reason why you're chayiv by shemrim, by sealed violin, when the violin no longer have a connect, no longer are watching the chayiv, so to speak, anymore, they leave it by you. And the core reason to be mechayiv it is because of aschol smolach. Remember last month? Oh. Something called Aschol Smolacha. What does Aschol Smolacha mean? Huh?
It's all last month.
Last month is connected. Yeah. Aschol Smolacha. Aschol Smolacha is the Rishayim saying the Onin that the reason why you're trying to pay a pile once he starts working is because of something called Aschol Smolacha. That means that the Rishonim explained that there's a kinyan created, a connection between the pile and the Baal Bayis, just by the virtue of the fact that he started working for the Baal Bayis. That creates a kinyan. Now, once the Baal Bayis, once a worker starts working for the Baal Bayis is mechuyev and meshuvet to pay for the worker for the work that he was kaitzitz that the worker should do.
All of the work?
All of the work. You can pile, whether compile a bottle or not compile a bottle. The shalach eres. Once the work starts, he's mechuyev to pay. Right? What's the reason? So the Rishonim speak out aschol smolach. Says the place in Shin Zayin, that's shot in the rush. Every shomer, when you come down to it, is working for the Baal Bayis. He's watching something for the Baal Bayis. Says by seal of violin, once the violin leave, that's when Haskol's Melechas HaShemer starts. That's when the Shemer starts working, so to speak, for the Baal Bayis.
Is that around?
Who's that around?
Where the Shemer?
The Shemer is there. Hanukh Lefanai.
We have the Fanai, yeah. It's not. Excuse me, Basil, and I'm not there.
The Shemer will take. I'm sorry?
Shemachin also not working.
Both very good. I see the very good. Well, who says you're right? That's number one. This is because you're a Shemachin Muzi. See, this is something that we're going to see as we move through Shemachin. It's waiting for the first person that started knocking the Shemachin thing. We're going to see that. So first of all, both of you are right. For both of you, what you said is mamish prot. Like you, what you said, we'll have to wait for exactly to see exactly what the shibud of Hashem Rechinam is when it comes to these types of things. But Lamaitzi, you should know that when it comes to Shemrim, like everyone understands why Shemr Sachar is responsible to make sure to watch the Chepetz, where Shemr Sachar is getting money for watching the Chepetz. So people always say that Shemrechinam Sachar Kol, I'm doing you a favor, right? Every Shemrechinam. Yeah, why do I say that shemrim is so common? One of the reasons why I say shemrim is so common is anytime, like, you know, someone will go to you and say, listen, oh, you learn mir? You learn the mirror. You learn the mirror at Sefer, right? So he says, you know, I have to send something to Yerushalayim. Do me a favor, just bring it to the mirror, and some guy will come and pick it up for me. Okay? You accept that? You accept that object? You accept that, you know, that bag that you don't know exactly know what's inside of it? You accept that thing? You become a Shemrachim. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Right? This is what we're going to be trying to learn over here. Because you became now a Shem Rechina, because you agreed to take it and you did a kinyan on the chayfetz, whatever the kinyan may be, the second you take it, everyone holds it. That's a kinyan. So you have a chiyuv of a Shem Rechina. So that means, like, you saw your chayv Mashiach, find your chayv Mashiach. But a lot of people think to themselves, one second, what's going on here? I'm doing this guy a favor. So why, you know, if it's difficult for me to do this thing, so then, who says that, you know, Bali Litzar Hazais, forget the whole thing, right? And they start thinking to themselves, you know, so what happens? The guy says, someone's going to come to you first Seder and pick up the bag. You sit there first Seder, in Kilvein Oyna, no one comes to pick it up. So you start to think to yourself, you know, really the guy said it to him first Seder, maybe I'll just leave it in the bench in front of me. You know, just leave it there and, you know, maybe. The guys that really that are very nervous, they'll like carry it around wherever they go, lunch, back and forth, and they're nervous leaving the code room. You have all different types. You have the guys that say, "Listen, I did this guy a favor," and they leave it in the bench in front of them, and then the next thing they know, they come back, it's not there anymore, and then they say, "Okay, what am I, did I do something wrong?" You know, when someone comes to ask for the bag, and the guy says, "Oh, this is my wife's shekel that cost $2,000." So, what's the story with that? I mean, we had that mice with the shekel worth $2,000, where the guy said the guy brought the shekel to someone asked his next door neighbor, his wife is a shekel macher, so he asked his next door neighbor, you go to the mirror, can you just bring it to the mirror? So before he will have to deal with this case, but when he came back. So he came to the mirror, so it was for second Seder. So he still had a daven mincha. So he took a short hop over to the Beis Yisrael Shtibla to daven mincha, and he left the black bag on one of the hooks. You know, it wasn't something that he commonly brought. So when he was rushing to second Seder, he totally forgot about the shekel. And with davenenu, the shekel is not exactly something that people appreciate, that everyone in Beis Yisrael Shtibla appreciates. Can there have someone? It's okay. No longer. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, whether someone took it to use it or someone destroyed it. But by the time he realized, in the middle of second Seder, oh my gosh, I forgot the shekel there, the black bag no longer was to be found. So he's like thinking, like, I did you a favor. Why, you know, what am I supposed to do now? That's not the way it works. Shem Rechina means that there's a certain amount of achrayus. When you take someone else's chepetz and he asks you to do something with it or to watch it, you're taking achrayus on yourself. So, you know, you can say, you know, is a shomer, you're asking every Shem Rechina shouldn't have asal simlacha because I'm doing it for free, so I'm not really a pile for you. So I'm saying that's an attitude, that there's a certain attitude to Shem Rechina to ask that type of shayla. I'm not 100% sure whether it's true. Could be a Vada Shem Rechina to a certain extent does have chiyuv, and the Mela, he is to a certain extent going to have a din of a pile. But there is something bothering me about something about the shayla that you just asked now about Shem Rechina, but only because of I know the halacha in Pailam that doesn't really shtim exactly with it. If you remember, we discussed halachas by Pailam with halacha by a volunteer. Do you remember the Marik? When their volunteer is able to back out, not able to back out, is he a pile? Is he not a pile? So every Shem Rechina really is a volunteer. So depending on how you look at whether a pile that does things for free or without getting paid is considered a real pile or not, that's going to be a shayla. It could be that it's going to be problematic a little bit with this mahalach, but kevshuta, it's a little bit different over here because here there are going to be chiyuv. Gabi, what you said, that I want to wait for when we do kishuv makom. What you said is that sealed violin is not enough. Sealed violin is not enough when you're not there. When the Shem is not there.
He was what's stopping him to do it.
Yeah, but he wants to know, but Lamaisa, I
want to
sell some malacha.
I hear that I've already been garmi, but I'm not there. Where's that schools malacha b'chol? It's not shy for the work.
It's felt in the smear.
Right here, it's a problem. Bez Hashem, when we see Kishu Makul Yisavai, how the big problem with Kishu Makul Yisavai. What's the problem with Kishu Makul Yisavai? A very simple problem. I read to you in Tishin Men that the Mechaber Paskins, that the Kishu Makul Yisavai doesn't work. You have to wait until it comes into the Rishos of the Shoyl in order for the Shoyl to be Chayv, right? Problem is that Reis Tani Aleph, let's talk about Halach Lamaisa. Yahakov ben Reish Tzadi Aleph said, hey, what does the Mechaber say? So I haven't got a chance to see it yet. Some of you. He said, hey, Kishri Shaimer, Shashem Razan Yash Kimo Lavishmar Shomar Hanach Lafayim Stalka Bain Lashmir Chayev Lavim Pasha Afal Bishle Moshach. The Mechaber, Bey Arishan, Paskins, Siluk Bailam is enough to be considered a Shem. Kishri Shaimer, next Shita, Shita Tzaramba, Shedo Chayev Ashiyim Shaykh, the Mokham Shem Mashiach Chayev. That's the Yahakov Shem Mashiach. And as the Mashiach only works in certain places, Mashiach only works in the Simto, Mashiach works in the Shasayachit, Simto is in the Sidur Shasarabin, but the Shok Mashiach doesn't work. So you need two things, Mashiach and the place has to be right for Mashiach. Which means you need a Maisa Kinyan. That means, and this is going to be the Klal L'chol Advar, and this is something you have to keep in mind all the time, that in order to make, to become a Shaymer, to the Maisa Kinyan, there's Machlitz Rishaynim. Machlitz Rishaynim, whether Silut Bailam is enough, or you need a Maisa Kinyan Mamish. That and we're going to get to it, but there's Marmukhaimus in the Marmukhaimus by every single Shemer, right? There's four Shemer, Shemachinam, Chayval, Pshiyah, Shemasaka, Chayval, Gneva, Veda, Sekha, Chayval, Gneva, Veda, Shayah, Chayvim, and Arainus. By all four Shemer, there's different places, the halachas of each one is brought down in different places in Shemanar, Shemachinam, Reis Sari Aleph, Shemasaka, Shin Beis, Sekha, Shin Zayin, Shayah, Shin Mem. This Machlaikas is brought down. All four places. Yeshaimer, Yeshaimer. In both places, Yeshaimer, two Yeshaimer, the Yeshaimer, Yeshaimer of the Mechaber.
Why does he bring down the Yeshaimer with the Rambam and the Rif both asking?
One way?
Yeah.
Why? Why here? In the Rush only against Rush and Taisis.
Yeshmi Yeshaimer, it's not Yeshaimer.
Huh?
Yeshmi
Yeshaimer. What's Yeshmi Yeshaimer mean?
So Shita Ziyachid.
No, but the Ram of the Rif, you have a right from the Rif?
The Rif passes like Shmuel.
I don't have a right when he holds the Gabe. No, that's why the Rambam doesn't have a problem with Kishim Akhu Yisalei B'chol. I don't know for sure what the Rif passes. I don't remember which way the Rif goes. Could be the Rif was, I don't remember the Vesesif being Machriya in the Rif. I don't remember. Could be that's why it was. The Rif is not Mukhra and you have the Rush and the Rambam. Could be that's why it brings that book. Lemaisa. Yeah, so Chavdeis. The problem is by Kishen Makul Yisavai, he says he only brings down. I would say what should be the halach by Kishen Makul Yisavai? According to what we're saying, according to this machab, it should be 2 days. Either Kishen Makul Yisavai works because of Silu Bailam, or Kishen Makul Yisavai doesn't work. So mainly you need Achnasal or Shusa, right? That's what it should be, because you have to bring down both days. The Shacharif doesn't do that. He only brings down the need Achnasal or Shusa. It's a big problem. What happened to Silu Bailam? Right? Asifrek the Nasiris. And the Shach. We'll see about that. So what you said answers the Kasha. Very good. Right? What you said is going to be a chew to the Kasha. That Akisha Makhud Yisavah, Silu Bailam is not enough because the Shemer is not there. So Mela, even the Rosh is masking, then Akisha Makhud Yisavah doesn't work. That we'll see. The Nasiris in Shin Mem asked the Kasha, and also I think believe the Chazanish asked the Kasha. Okay, that's going to be Ben Nachmina. In some cases, according to that, means the Rosh is being masked because the new masking in certain cases. That's why it's important to know the cases in order to know where the Rishayim are masking. Okay, so the Kitzer, what we have over here is a big Machlokes Rishayim. So what do we do when we have a Machlokes Rishayim? What do we do? We say Kimli. You don't say Sfeigat Adina. You don't say Kimli. It's a regular Sfeigat Adina. Sfeigat, what does Sfeigat Adina mean for us? Sfeigat Adina basically means for us that can't be mighty from the money from the mosque.
Right.
Prove to me that the Rambam's right. Or the Rosh is right. So who's a Chumra here, who's a Kula here? What? Which way do you want to hold?
Didn't the
Shach
say the
Chinekar? Right, the Shach says the Chinekar on the strip. Shach passes the Chinekar on the what?
Rambam.
Rambam, because he brings Rashi all the way down. They need Mashiach. So Zichra, according to the Shach, will be like that. But it's hard, because even if the Shach said Chaynek, you Zichra, but then Kimli will kick in. You can say Kimli that the Halacha is like Rashi. Well, it doesn't make a difference, because it's better for the Shomer if you pass on like the Rambam, right? Think about it, right? It's better for the Shomer if you pass on like the Rambam, because that means that doesn't become a Shomer until he does Mashiach.
There is a benefit for Chazar,
because
there's a benefit for the
Mashiach
also.
Right? No, Chazar, everyone is not seeing some Mashiach. There's a Chazar.
What? It's not started, and it's already in the other person's Rishut, and I can't back in.
No. And we're saying Shem and Rosh. Rosh between Chazar and Achrayis. Even Achsos Malacha, but Achsos Malacha is only Legabe Achrayis, not Legabe Chazar. Okay, so you have Machlech Shishan. Now, because of this, it makes it such that if you do get a shayla about shayim, the first thing that you have to try to be mevarer is whether there was a king. And l'chumra, we saw the dinim b'chol apox, we saw dinim muzakas, or maybe even more because of what the Shach says, that the chaynikr is like the Rambam, unless the Shomer actually made an actual kinyan on the chayfetz, we're not going to be able to be mechayiv the Shomer b'chiyuv shmir. That's what we have to pull out of here. That the Shomer cannot become a Shomer, and it's not going to be a Shomer until he actually does Mashiach. Which means that until there's a Mashiach, a Shomer's not going to have to pay for things. Right? So just because someone was mekabel shmirah, until there's an actual kinyan done to the chayfetz, the person's not going to be chayv.
This is practical
case.
Someone said,
you want to give it or should I give it?
Yes, that's what it
happened. So, yeah.
Someone did return to me, I said, leave it on my front door.
Right.
And it didn't, never saw it.
He never saw it.
Chotzos.
Front door, leave it on your front door, it's not kinyan chatz. It won't work. It's chatz shenim shtamers. As far as I'm ready to stumble. That's not going to work. That's an example. That would be an example. But even though you may have told them this, so even though they're sealed by Lin, Lamaisa never made a kinyan. We had cases where a bacher was going to America, and he's in a storm room. So someone calls him up and says, "Do me a favor, if you take something back to America for me." Okay, he says, "No problem, bring it to my dorm room, leave it in my dorm room." So on the tzad that a dorm room is not kaina, because it's a chatzar shutrim, and maybe there's a different baal bais, because the yeshiva is really the baal bais. It gets complicated why that maybe a dorm room can't be kaina for the bachrim. He's not going to become a shomer unless he did an actual kina on the chayfetz. Even if something happens to the chayfetz, you're not going to be chayv until you actually do a kina.
Put on his bed.
I'm not sure.
In his suitcase.
In the suitcase, Caleb. If it's Mishnah, maybe. Ulai. That would be enough.
The fact that you see this is a sign of being like these things in the air, jacking the muscles.
Yeah.
That's because of the lack of Shemar, or just if it's a bit much. Like, why are they doing that? Because, well, they would be considered a Shemar.
I understand. What's happened to Shemar and Achamon?
It's rich not to have your.
Don't leave anything expensive in your pockets.
That's not because they have any more. Not because they have.
No, not because they're worried that people that are bringing things are going to be chayiv in
Shemar.
No,
they would be.
No, they
would be. Ah, Yeshiva. No, the yeshiva never. There's never. They never were kabbal shmir on the chafotzim on the people.
Why not?
Because of that sign is what other
than being. There you can see. But if some there were shos, but they were definitely not the kabbal shmir that we can learn yet. There's no kabbal shmir. They just say, "Fine, I'll be shem. I'll be your shem." They say nothing. They don't want to be your shem, right? There's ways. That's what we're going to see in the next study. There's ways that even if I do make a kinyan, I'm still not a shem. Like, you know, what do people do when they bring things to Eretz Yisrael from America? What do you say? What do you say? Anything? Or you say, fine, I'll take it. Say, Bliach Reis. Bliach Reis. I have an opinion on it. Who cares? The answer is, what Bliach Reis mean? Bliach Reis is felt in Kabbalah. Shmira, not felt in the Kenyan Shmira.
That's what you did with the Shem HaKenim also.
Felt in Kabbalah Shmira. That's the next
Sidur.
That creates a matzah, like I said. That's really, that's, you made a Kenyan in the Chayfetz.
in the chippetz you want to wash. You took it and you're going to pull it and you pick it up and everything. You did it, you made a kinyan on it. Because why in the chayim is this stuff in the Kabbalah? You said that even though I'm making a kinyan, I don't want to become a shomer. That also works. We'll see. It's
not. What could you be chayav on that one?
If what?
What is going to happen to it? You said
the other. Unless you're masochist. You're like any other guy. You're like the guy off his feet when it comes to cropping the steak. So that's what you're going to see the washing in the Rishayna. In Ishta Alma. If you're not a shomer, you're in Ishta Alma. The same way in Ishta Alma only be chayav under certain circumstances. So usually with your mazik, your gada, the hulu hulu. When you talk Shia, Kiriv Aveda, Oinus, ain't such. Ain't such a bolam. These things are rach yudishmir and that's it. No other thing. Right? So that's going to be like these are examples like this, leaving things on the front by leaving things on the doorknob, leaving things in the guy's room where there's no kinyan b'chol. So any of these things are not going to be a kinyan. Like right ahead of that, I'll just tell you what he said without getting your mamash into the problem, because you, I don't think you know enough to mamash work out the shower at the end. There was a guy I was talking to Yisrael Reisman in America, and he told me that a shower came to his Besdin. It's the Besdin, I think. So the shower came to his Besdin that someone left a car by their next door neighbor, and said that you can use it whenever you want, and he wanted him to use it, whatever it was. So the guy drove it around a little bit, and then something happened to the car. Got into an accident. Someone banged into the car. Something happened to the car. I mean, well, the car wasn't sold. Some shia happened to the car. There's some sort of shia that happened to the car. So the shaila was whether this guy was chayav for the pshia. So he said that in a chanan there's sivuk b'ilim, but there was no kinyan. So driving the car, as he said, is not a kinyan. What kinyan is driving the car?
It was
parked in the other guy's driveway. He wanted to say that it's not. So I said, so I told him maybe he had ball. If he drives on over, or he drives on the overpass.
Mashiach.
Huh? Yeah. I thought maybe it was going to be Mashiach. He didn't like Mashiach.
Playing it towards you.
He made a move.
I made a move because of me. So why was it Mashiach? One second.
It's not Rishus Rabbi.
No, it wasn't. That's why. Because the Mashiach was
to Rishus Rabbi. It was from Chassid to Rishus Rabbi.
Doesn't work.
But before got to Rishus Rabbi,
he got in that way.
Right.
So in his driveway. Rishus Rabbi. See, some shit didn't work.
There's no symptom. He didn't have any symptom.
Right. He said, he asked the guy. He said, no, we drove out of the driveway, just speeding back to the driveway. They said, he said that he wanted to positive the guy because there's no king.
No king?
So he wanted to say. So I showed him.
Like he locked the doors on a king in Shamshus?
Shamshus.
How are you ever in a car if you don't want to drive it?
Huh?
You don't want to drive it, have you?
If you? If you?
Not want to drive it, how are you in a car?
If you don't own a driveway.
So Kesset doesn't really work either, right?
Yeah, Kesset
doesn't work.
How are you paying?
A car?
Take it to the other.
Yeah, if you bring it to your own rishos.
I said, you're not going to have a driveway.
Oh, you park it on the side, how are you going to claim it?
Yeah.
There's no symptoms in Brooklyn. There's not too many symptoms, are there?
There's no
traffic. There are alleys, right? A little bit of Bar Park.
Yeah.
Not a flat.
What?
There's, I know, I heard about the fight with that alley already. Some alley over there. You know that? There's some shit over there.
So how you couldn't call? You never couldn't call?
You couldn't call. Sorry.
How?
Huh?
Bring the keys in and they have some help me?
Serious karka, that type of thing works. It works up to the serious, but it works.
You're trying to use the music, don't you?
We'll see when we learn Shayel. Kids, well, he was a Shayel though, and the Nidus happened. So
he has no Kenyan.
He said he has no Kenyan. I told him. I thought that there, I explained to him why I thought there was a Kenyan.
Which Kenyan?
He said, "Well, he'll do it, whatever." And
which
then I came back to Israel, and then the next time I saw him.
Oh,
it's not good. Now, I think I can't remember exactly what happened. It could be that the case was that he had permission to use it, so he had it in Shoyal, then the Imus happened. So the Shoyal is whether the guy had Imus on him or was. Can't remember exactly, but if he would have been a Shamer, he would have been Chayef.
Which Kenyan? The same way you've been making kinyanim and making
karka. How much I have Sphere's karka to fish? No, Sphere. Sphere's karka is a kinyan in karka. You need a kinyan. So Lamaisa, there is a nesivis. So I'll tell you what I told him. There's a nesivis that says, and it says a chiddush, that his shtamshus by she'eva is a kinyan. But not because of chazaka. Because he says every shtamshus is like a kinyan kesef. That's what he says. We'll have to see exactly what the lumbus is. Like he says, the seed of Esa, good kasha. He says, if I sit down on someone's bench, gives me permission, sit down on the bench, bakasha, and then it breaks. Ba'oinus. Am I chayav or potter? I'm a shayel. Shayel's chayav and oinus. It broke ba'oinus when I was sitting on it.
Why am I a shayel?
So there's seal of Bible, but there's no Kenyan. Because what Kenyan do you make on the bench?
I don't have the bench. Why am I? I'm not borrowing the bench.
Why not?
I'm not sitting in my shop.
What are you talking about? Why are you not borrowing the bench? What do you think you're doing? What borrowing means I have to bring it into my shoes. Borrowing means I have to use it, no?
I won't accept it.
Huh? I understand. When you go,
sitting on your bench, I'm not sitting on my bench.
What's every shayel? I'm sitting on your bench.
Should I use something? Yeah. You got something to ask? You're borrowing for the night when you eat it, or
you haven't thought about that, did you? Well, you gotta be careful next time you go to someone's house and you use their things. Let me ask you: go to someone else's house, and why are you not a shamer on his things?
If it just happens
to the cup while you're drinking from it, or whatever.
Yeah, I bought a few parts.
Right.
You didn't want the night party breaks.
You better go pay them.
Right. Hey. Look, Pashir, you're shy on. No, it's not a joke. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I don't know, you're using it. Sure. Anyway, you don't have to be Makabah Shoyal, you're not Makabah Shmir ever. You're using it. That's the fact that you're using it. Unless you speak out, you're doing it without Achrayas. That's a whole different story. But Shoyal is different. Shoyal, you don't need a Kabbalah. Seriously, you don't need Kabbalah. These things, that's a Mishnah, that's what you do. That's the Shema, that's the whole Shema of that Shema. I have Shoyal in the Seichel. That's what you do. You have to be Makabah. You're saying, if I every Shoyal, I can borrow the thing and potter, unless I say, Hindi Mukhun Zulman that I'm a shayel. No, that's not the shayel.
No, but you see, Kshirah the situation whether a planning in the Kabbalah that something goes wrong like a shayel, or as a trying to.
You're already saying things in us. Why is there? I'm not talking about the Tasugya.
The Tasugya
of eating in other people's houses.
That's why sitting on your bench, I'm being shayel the bench from you.
Huh?
When I sit on the bench next to you, bench, I'm being shayel from you the bench?
Sure. I'm a shayel. What's a shayel? I don't understand. Why not? Why in the world am I not a shayel? Maybe I'm a shayel without a kinyan. That I can hear. But I'm not a shayel. You can imagine, yeah, sure, you can sit on my chair. When I'm sitting on this chair that's Yeshiva's chair, I'm not a shayel. What are you? Saying then, think about it. What are you doing?
What are the options? What options are there?
You tell me. I thought it's Pasha, your chef.
In the Talmud that you're talking about, you had before a few minutes ago, and in the Talmud that was right below the same.
Finish the Talmud means that you have no shaykhs to the every shayl is not
a shayl.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Inish Ta'amla means that you have the chaytas, but you have no shaykh to the chaytas. But every shayl is using the chaytas. The second you use someone else's chaytas with permission, then you're a shayl. If you use someone else's chaytas without permission, you're a ganav. That's shayl shal midas. But a shayl midas is a shayl, no? By definition, ishtamshus of someone else's chaytas is a shayl. Without kabbal, without anything. As long as I have permission to use it, so the mela on the shayl. I think that's the way it works. It's posha. I think it's posha. The problem is, you didn't make a kinyan. There's a technical problem that maybe I shouldn't have a din shayel because I didn't make a kinyan on the chayes. This chair is sitting here. When I didn't know Krata, I pulled this chair to the corner, so it's a little more problematic. But if a chair is right there like that, sit down in it. I'm doing the mishnah. I'm sure it's not a kinyan. So I'm potter. I'm being matziah. This is not to be potter. So I didn't do a kinyan. I didn't do a kinyan yishmir on the chayfet.
So the figure that there was an automatic she'ila that happened already is the name of shel shlemidat.
No, I have permission to use the chair. Shiva gives me permission to use this chair. Why am I shel shlemidat? That's the shel midat.
So we don't just make a kinyan.
It's a make a kinyan. That's what I would be mattering. Kipshutai.
It matters to what? You're the potter.
No, I know. What the din is a different story. At first, like everything else, let's try to be magdir things first.
What happened?
What's going on? That's 80%. 80% being magdir. If you're magdir, then you just have to know exactly what the halach is in this hagdar. But 80% is trying to be magdir the thing. When I go to someone else's house and I use their knife and fork and I use their spoon and I use their chair, what am I? When I'm sitting in yeshiva and I'm using a shtender, I'm using the bench, I'm using different things, I use their sparring. What am I? That you hear? That I'm sure I don't want to stay for yeshiva?
Regular guys using someone's chayfas.
Oh. You really have a shayl on the chayfas?
I don't know what shayl means yet, so I can't answer.
No, shayl means I'm borrowing something. No, we'll create some wonders.
Maybe he has to go to your shus. Maybe he has to do something with it.
Fine, that's
I didn't do anything. I'm saying,
are you a borrower or not? I'm sitting in your house, right? I picked it up. I did a hagbal. I picked up this Shulchan Aruch and I brought it. Yeah, I picked it up. What am I doing? On this Shulchan Aruch. It's Yeshiva Shulchan Aruch. It says inside of it that this belongs to Yeshiva. What am I on this Shulchan Aruch? I'm a shayel. I may look and I just happens as long as I'm still, and the way I my shiel is over, I put it back on the shelf.
That's what it is. All the Svarim Yeshiva has the right to lend you whatever is on there. Svarim Shem?
That's a Peshuta. You can ask the Pitzu Svarim whether the Mitzvah Dar is, if they're lending to you without a Chrayus, they're not going to make you pay if anything happens to it, even if under normal circumstances the show would be Chayim. Maybe. But Peshuta, you're a Shayim.
So someone spilled a coffee on that shelf now. You'd be chayav to pay.
He'd be chayav to pay. He's a mafik. Right? That's
wrong. Let's be honest.
I know this happens. Let's say. That's what I'm trying to say. That's how I want to be my other.
Was it not well, nice and nice? Because people recognize.
Oh, no. So, no.
So, yeah, so I broke the neck.
No, right. In this sentence, right? No, right. That's only Shail. Yeah. We'll learn with the Sugya. That's by the Sugya of Shail. Kobi the knife is Mismachor. That's in your life. Have we marked the Mismachor? Mendezok is a massive Machalik Shushaina. Exactly, have we marked the Mismachor? We'll get to that. The Shatev and the Flachis. Let's stay away from Mismachor. Heavy matter exactly, but definitely every shomer. I'm not passing a wachal ma'isa now. Really, in all these cases, I just want to be ma'ir. Just a source of machshava that when it comes to these types of shomer, exactly how exactly you can approach these types of things. And not everything is what people think. Indeed, there's a seder dvarim. There's a tzura sadover how to become a shomer. And this is the only way to be chayev halacha l'maisa is only if you're going to go ahead and do a maisa kinyan. Now that we have the Shittas HaRambam that says that you need a maisa kinyan in order to become a shayma, without a maisa kinyan,
you're missing the first building block of becoming a shomer. So what are you? You're like a regular guy off the street. A regular guy off the street is not going to be chayav from Shia. Shia, by definition, when it comes to dinei mazik, since I wasn't mazik from via dying, it's just a grum, the very most, right? Very most.
If you tell them,
watch
this room for me.
I'm sorry?
If you tell them, take $10 and watch the safe this room. So then, when he took the money, so then obviously he was a chavol.
Myamar taking money to
Myamar.
Money itself is Myamar. There is an excuse that sounds like that. But okay, anyway, what do you try to ask?
So that person, though, because he took the money, or he did something, whatever his watching meant, whatever he started his watching, so that shows that he was being a kabbal upon himself.
Okay,
so
let's say. So therefore.
You want to think every single shayl has to be the mayashamsh is the same thing, that's
what
you mean? That every time I have a shamsh is mayashayl, that means that shows that I'm a kabbal upon myself.
My shayl, that's the fact that I'm using it. The definition of shayl is that you're using something. It's called anoshalay. That creates a shayl. Now the question is, what are you? That defines. That's the definition of shayl. Are you a halachic shayl? You're not going to be a halachic shayl until you make a kenyan. But definitely, you don't need any hinni chinuchim zomit to become a shayl. By a regular shamer, clearly you need a hinni chinuchim zomit to become a shamer. That's a shamer chinuch. That's what I mean. Right?
You can't take the chair out and bring it to your house.
Which chair?
This chair.
Yeah, because I don't have permission to, so I become a shell shalmidas. I become a ganav.
So the shell.
But if I have permission to do it,
I'm allowed to borrow it, then I can do whatever I want.
No, I'm a shell to do certain things with it, not everything. It's like anything else. I have a right to use the washing cup that Yeshiva has in the sink. I have a right to use it, doesn't mean I can take it home. What kind of stupidity is that? Of course not.
I'm not a borrower, but you give me a right to use it.
A Gemara. Gemara says, "Mutil l'shtamish teich kalanamis." Okay, let's talk about what about that? So you open it up, you decide you're going to use it. You're learning with the thing. Your mamash learning shtar. So what are you when you use this Gemara? Using the Gemara, you opened it up. You didn't make a kinyan b'chol. You didn't do a hakvah. The sefer is sitting on the shtender, like this. Open it up. Start learning about Mitzia. Okay, you didn't rip the page. A guy walks by, didn't realize it was hanging over a little bit. Binding breaks. Chayv or Pachy?
Chayv.
Why?
Shoyl.
You didn't do a Kenyan. You didn't pick it up. You just used it. So this is a good example for something you said. Now, I'm a Shoyl because it says Mutl Shamish Teichdal Ramas. So the guy is giving permission to use the Gemara. We have to clear whether you have kinani shmir. Okay? If you have kinani shmir, you're going to be chayiv. If you don't have kinani shmir, you're going to be pater. Okay? Without getting into maybe the guy that knocked it over, maybe chayiv, because he's a mazik and mask is chayiv. So then you have to work out. That's a zayt prat you have to work out. Okay? But mitzam edini shayil, I'm a chayiv. But, one second. But let's say I keep the gemara chutzal da'alamis. What am I? A ganav. I've read to use the Tehdal Amis. It's fine, you've read to use the Tehdal Amis. But once you break the Tanai of the Mashal of Adam Aganim, Shoshal Midas. So say to Yeshiva, I'm telling you that the Raposha, that Yeshiva does not want you to the Yeshiva, this standard, they don't want you to take to your living room Maladachna, even if you're going to be a huge Mas. Why?
Kalana Shalem, Kalana Shalem, that's built to whatever I want.
That's not true. It is Kol HaNashamot.
It's Mokim.
It's just like Bolas. It's just like Bolas not Mokim. It's not a historical Kol HaNashamot. It's not a Kol HaNashamot. I don't know what you're saying. Do you hear?
Can I have
a Mokim?
But the lender shouldn't have the limited?
The lender has no. Then it's undana. I'm just telling you, undana. The repashit. The yeshiva only wants their stuff to stay here, and you can't take their. You can't take your shender home tomorrow. To
how do you know the undana? Unless it could have bracha bring it to the door.
No, you're right. Bracha bring it to the door.
In the mirror.
Yeah. It's sovereign something. You have to say that they're not acting on. It's all this. I'm just saying undana. I'm just saying a dover partial undana. You're already getting into grayer areas. Forget about gray areas. That's not my point over here. What the undana is, but what undana brura is that they don't want you to take a shender home to your house to send them rechad. Right? You know, they don't want you to do that. They don't want you to take this gemara to they're happy for you to use it in yeshiva. The bakasha, that's what the yeshiva is for. But to take it home, that they don't want you to do. It's the same thing as saying, chutz vidal amos, I don't want you to use it. That's how clear.
Those guys don't think that there's an umdana tefdal
amos. That's how clear I think the umdana in yeshiva is. What are you doing when you're in yeshiva and using it? You're a shayla, same way you're a shayla, someone else's gemara, when it's a mutl isham shtefdal amos. I think it's from shuta.
What happens in Sefer Zayin?
It's a shayla chares. Well, the shaila is, if I don't say anything, then whether it be samach on the din of dichle leishmev mitzvah l'mayim, should that it's more to use? As they pass the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah, but in yeshiva, if you use the gemara, you lost it forever. So.
Okay, but it's not a pasha, it's not a pasha that if it doesn't say anything in it, that you
should use the gemara.
No, it's not on this. In the mirror, it's hard to say that a little bit is maybe problematic. But those are umdanas already. That's an umdana alayn. Nichle l'inish is an umdana. But Baruch Hashem, Chazal told us umdana, so it can be same chanel. So in the middle, you can borrow someone else's palace. You can borrow someone else's sitter. That's all what you have to do. Right, even though, whatever, it's much to do about it.
Then a kid is going
to
get dirty.
Right, what the thing is. Like, the sitter is a classic example where I see this in Kuda. A sitter is the Rapasha that Alpi, the Gemara Pesachim, that says, Nichle Lenshav, it's a mind, it's much to borrow someone else's sitter. Mishurur Paskins, even though he knows Nichle Lenish, you're not going to borrow someone else's sitter.
So
Magen Avraham says, "Also to go ahead and use someone else's shtender." So what's a pshat? Take someone else's sitter. What's a pshat? I would have nichle l'inish. So he said because they're more expensive. So the umdana is that you don't use someone else's sitter. Aruch HaShulchan came along and says, "Oh, but nowadays that people print things off all the time, that umdana is back true." So you see already. That back and forth. So that's why it's hard to possibly be shadowed a little bit. But that's one of the big examples where you see Umdana's going back and forth. Gemara says Nichlele Inish, the Mammoth of Amayim. Magen Avraham says you don't say that by a sitter. Come along to Aruch HaShulchan. Nowadays you do say it by a sitter. So I think the minute is like Aruch HaShulchan that you could use other people's things. But keep in mind what's
your style. It's a little less
good. It's a little less good.
Yeah, but sometimes things are
at the
point of a
expensive. If he's expensive, he might
too. Someone is wanted to use. It's open
shulchan aruch. So expensive. Then
so I think that nowadays I would say that. So I tell people that tefillin is wanted to use. Al midina the shulchan aruch is open halacha and shulchan aruch that tefillin is wanted to use. But I would say that nowadays, especially in some areas, it's not so fush. And I would say that even though it's wanted to wear a talis. But on a night, on a good summer day, where I would say it's also to put it over your head. That I would say. Nachon?
Okay,
you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, they do a tefillin.
Right now,
with all the nichas,
whatever
the din is,
you're
set. So the whole din of Shaila, these din of Shaila is tali on them. That's mufurish. We're not learning the whole. Right now, we're not learning the halachas of Shaila.
If you have it on, do you have the
chiyuv
in
Shaila? Yeah, for sure. No question. That means you're chayav in Eitzim. That there's no such thing. Let me put it like this: the law of the city of Shol Shmidas is Hashem Rishon Tevim Mitzvah. There's no such thing as a Shol Midas. Every Shol Midas is a Gazel. The only time you're able to use someone else's thing is only if it's Midas. The Umdana makes it Midas. That's the Hagdara of Shol. Shol Midas is the way you have to say it. Shol Midas is always a Gazel. If you're able to use someone else's thing without their specific permission, it's because we assume it's Midas. End of story. Do you understand? You say go ad moed.
The only time you're able to use someone else's thing is if you have permission. Sometimes you have specific permission, sometimes you don't. But if you don't have specific permission, you better make sure that it is if you have specific permission. End of story. The idach zu gemar. Okay? When it comes to shoshal midas. That's the mistake people make. People say shoshal midas is mutter. No. Shoshal midas is always aser. Shoshal midas is always the gaza. The only time it's mutter is if it's kibul to midas. That's it. See here? So I think using a shtender in yeshiva obviously is a shoshal midas. Even though the yeshiva never said, oh, this shtender is yours. You know, they don't put name tags on the shtenders in the chairs.
So if someone takes someone else's shtender,
and everybody's been hugging and exactly how things are. It's not there. Because you're kind of, you have Kinyani Shmir on it. It's hard to know here. No, I don't know.
If you want to use your Kinyani Shmir,
take your Kinyani Shmir away, then I become the Shimer.
I don't know if it's a Mamshin Gazlan. Anyway, okay, fine. Say that. So that's the first thing. That's the first step. So we're gonna the Ilum should. I don't know how far the Ilum went. There's a very question to see on the Chus of Russia. Ilum saw yet? You saw yet? I didn't even speak about it yet. But that's really the next step. And there are cases that you're chayiv even if you don't have Kinyan Shmir. Even the Rambam is asking. That's really the truth of Russia. The Nesivis, I don't know if I saw it. I don't know if you saw it yet, but I'll hold off for next week to say it. Some really good cases that come out of there. Okay? Fine, very good.
So, next week, quarter to 10.